The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Entertainment News, along with Larry London, the host of
Border Crossings
on VOA. I'm Ira Melman. We're in Washington. Larry, we're talking about a TV show today?
We're talking about more than a TV show, Ira. Come on, get hip, buddy.
Hey, that's me.
What we're talking about is the MTV Video Music Awards, which is a annual event in music, and it's quite important to those in the industry. It's beyond just being a TV show. It's one of those important, significant awards that artists like to win. This year, we had three big winners. There was Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, and Billie Eilish, each of which won three of the awards that were handed out on Monday night, as a matter of fact. And you might remember it was 10 years ago that the VMAs made big news because Taylor Swift won the Video of the Year, and Kanye West came on stage in 2009, took the mic out of her hand, and said that Beyonce should have got it.
Class move.
Beyonce was backstage crying her eyes out because of that little act by Kanye. Well, now we are 10 years later. Taylor Swift again won Video of the Year award. So congratulations to Taylor Swift. By the way, we're going to listen to a song that won the Video of the Year. We're not going to see it, but we're going to hear it.
I'm glad we have some kind of musical content here.
Close your eyes and imagine what this video looks like. Taylor Swift, Video of the Year. This is called You Need to Calm Down.
You are somebody that I don't know, but you're taking shots at me like it's Patron, and I'm just like, damn, it's 7 a.m. Say it in the street, that's a knockout, but just say it in a tweet, that's a cop-out.
Now, Taylor Swift had some other things to say, did she not?
Yes, she did, and she's been talking out about a lot of different things, politically speaking. She's talking about her favorite candidates and her causes and who she thinks should get elected and shouldn't be elected. One of the things that she talked about on the award show, the MTV award show, was this petition that's been circulating to get equal rights for not only females, but for LGBTQ members. And so she's very much an advocate. And plus, she's got the hottest album going right now. The album is Lover, which broke all kinds of records, sold about 500,000 copies in its first 24 hours. So I have some other awards if you want me to go through them as well.
Sure,
the Video
might
Music
as well.
Awards. Why not? Artist of the Year was Ariana Grande. Song of the Year, Lil Nas X, Billy Ray Cyrus, a song we featured on this very show, Old Town Road. Best New Artist was Billie Eilish. Best Collaboration, Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, who are an off-the-screen item as well.
He's Larry London, the host of Border Crossings on VOA. I'm Ira Melman. I ask him questions now and then, and we're in Washington. This has been Entertainment News.
That was a program from the Voice of America.